been away and a sub has watched your class and you come back and instruments and accessories have been purposely damaged. Arr! Is that how you feel when that happens? Me too. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Most of us are just not going to get it when students purposely damage things, and we have no idea what their background is, why they might do that. There are so many students that come from crazy, crazy situations, or maybe they haven't learned how to deal with anger, and sometimes they're going to deal with their anger with you by purposely damaging sometimes. Sometimes it's just because their prefrontal cortex is not completely developed yet, and they don't know why they do the stupid things. But we want to prevent purposeful damage to school-owned instruments and accessories. Recently, I had a student who was destroying the bass bow. And I knew who it was, but I had no way to prove it. Sometimes you just have to come up with some kind of creative way to figure it out. So what I did, at the time, the bows were stored along with the instruments. And I didn't always get to see the bows until the end of the day. And that's when I would see the damage. And of course, everybody was in denial. Well, what I did is I put the bows next to my office door on little suction cup hooks that I bought at Home Depot. And so I labeled the bows with numbers and assigned the bows to people. And for 2 days, I basically came in and at the start of each class, I would examine the bows. And at the end of each class, I would examine the bows again. And then I would get to find out who it was who broke the bows. And I caught the person on their third bow. The bows are expensive, and I was mad by this point. Caught the person on their third bow, issued an office referral, and they were punished for it. Now, the stupid thing is I know that they did all three bows, but they were still in denial over bows one and two. So they tried to deny that that even happened. So sometimes you just have to get creative with figuring out a way to keep track of everything. You might have to call their bluff. I had a student once who I knew was breaking music stands, and it only happened when I had a sub, and they would do the same thing with the music stands on the days that I was there, but I would get to stop them immediately within 10 seconds. But these were things that were very damaging to the music stands. So I came back one time after being gone at state conference, and there were three broken stands in the band room. My heart was broken. I bluffed, and I issued a office referral for the student, and I said that I knew that he had been the one to damage the stands, and he didn't deny it. So he got called out on that. Oftentimes, the security guard at your school, if you have one, is really good at getting students to tell the truth about things. Another thing you might try is to have a pledge sheet signed by parents and students where it talks specifically about damages if they do something bad to an instrument or an accessory. This is oftentimes more effective, I think, at a suburban middle class or upper middle class school. The current school I'm in right now is a Title I school, so we can't really charge the students for damage that they've done, but we can give them community service, and we do that quite often. I have a lot of help from admin in that area. You might try putting a hidden camera check with your school, because different schools have different rules with this, or you might try an iPad or a phone. I had a problem with some students messing with bows that weren't even in my orchestra class. They were in guitar class, and I set up my iPad in my office, which had a glass wall that can look out into the rehearsal room. And I was recording it so that I was able to review that. It was happening as students entered the class because I was out in the hallway doing hall duty. And I was able to catch the student who did that. I also had one time where marching band was split into three areas of practice. And one of the areas had to have a student supervising it. And the students were not listening to this other student who was their section leader. So I left my computer in there, and my computer, I was able to black out the screen, but it was still capturing video. And then I was able to issue punishment to the students who weren't listening. I have a guitar class. I have two guitar classes, and there's one or two students in there who are trying to destroy instruments, or they turn the tuning pegs when they're not supposed to. So what I do with guitar class is when I tune all the guitars, most of the guitars are slightly out of tune, like a quarter turn or so. But I'll occasionally find one that a string has been turned three or four, the tuning peg has been turned three or four rotations, and this can lead to broken strings. So what I do in those cases, the guitars are all numbered and issued to the students by number, even though two classes are sharing them. So let's suppose that as I'm tuning, I discover guitar number 19 has had two tuning pegs turned a bunch more than would happen just from being normally out of tune from a day or two. I'll make a note to myself that I'm going to check number 19. And so I check number 19 after each class so that if it's changed again, that student faces a consequence from me. I've heard of directors who take all the percussion equipment away and make the students clap for a couple of days. If you're having problems with your percussion section, this can be a good thing to do. You might also have the students have to sign out equipment each time. I've done this in the past also until I figured out who it was who was not being responsible, and then I was able to put it all on them. You might have some fake cameras up. They're, of course, they're not going to really do anything, but some students, if they think that cameras are recording their every move, they're going to be more careful and be more aware. You might also try flipping the class and bring the percussion. No offense against my percussionist friends, but percussionists seem to get in trouble more often than other sections. But bring the percussionist to the front, and then you can watch them and make sure they're using everything properly. Hope that these tips have helped you to prevent purposeful damage to school-owned instruments and accessories.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.